Blog Talk Radio.
The house of the Lord again. It's good to be in your presence once again on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. God is still on the throne. God is still passing out blessings one by one. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you all for participating in our service week after week, because it's surely a blessing from God, because God is speaks to his servant. But before we go any further, I want to give honor to God, because I always want to give honor to God, because God is the head of my life. God is the one that makes it possible for me to have my beings and my moves. God is the one that makes it possible for to wake me up in the mornings and lie me down at night and so I can sleep. And I got to give him the glory and give him the honor, because he's worthy of all the glory and honor I can give. If I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't give him enough, because God is so good to me, because he is so good. He's so good because he is with me all the time. He never leaves me, never forsakes me. He always stays with me. And that's why I can do what I do, because it's not of me. It's because of him, because of his goodness and his glory, and because he is so merciful. That's why I can keep on pressing on, because sometimes we feel like we want to just give up. But, you know, God allows me to keep on pressing on, spite of, because God looks beyond everything that's not like him. And he blesses us and keeps us. And so I'm here tonight to represent Jesus, because Jesus is the one that died on the cross for us. And he didn't stay dead. He went into Joe's boy's tomb. And don't you know, he got up. He rose like he said he would in 3 days. He got up with all power in his hand. And now he's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, making intercession for every one of us, because he is not dead. I go to the cemeteries time and time again, but I can't see a marker there that says J-E-S-U-S on it. Jesus rose like he said he would. He's alive and he's well. And now he is one that we can go to at a time like this. Jesus is so good to us. And before I go any further, I'd like to just thank Apostle and give her the honor for what she's doing on this radio station. I want to thank her, because it takes encouragement from God to continue on, allowing her to be able to keep pressing on when at times like these. And I want to thank everyone that participate on this station tonight, because they are worthy of the thanks also, because they are striving to get closer to God, and they're striving to make heaven their home, because God is surely going to allow his son to come back looking for a church without a spot or wrinkle. And so we got to be ready. We got to be ready. We got to be in that place where we know, and we know where we're going from here. And that's why we press on. We press on to that high mark, as Paul said. He says, press on now to the high mark, or the high calling of Jesus Christ. And that's what we do week after week. Day after day, we are pressing. We are pressing like we are lifting weights, but we are not beat down. We are not battered. We are taking one step at a time, and every step we take, we are getting higher and higher. We're getting closer to our home on high, because we know that Jesus got his hands on us, and we cannot do wrong, go wrong, because he is the one that makes us, molds us, keeps us, loves us, and protects us and stays with us when we can't even find a friend like him, because he is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. As I move on now, I'm going to move on a little further tonight. Tonight I announced last week that we was going to be doing communion if the Lord allowed us to do so. So I hope that you have your elements tonight, because we're going to remember Jesus tonight. He says, you do this in remembrance of me until I come again. So we have to remember him tonight through his Holy Communion, because he is worthy of our remembrance, because you know he died for us. He rose for us.
Yes.
And now he's living for us.
Yes.
Up there in the heaven above.
Yes.
Making intercession for us. Pleading our case to our Father God for us.
Lord.
He is the one that even prays that the Holy Ghost Spirit will come and dwell with us. So we're going to go into our communion tonight.
Lord.
Take your bread and your cup and set it aside so we can get ready to partake of this communion to represent Jesus, to remind us of him. For I have received the Lord, at which also I delivered unto you. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take ye, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthy shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Most holy God, our heavenly Father, right now, Lord, as I take this bread and this cup, I pray, Lord, that you would bless it in a manner that it would be from a common use to a spiritual use.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I pray as that you would bless those that is partaking of this bread and this cup tonight. I pray, Lord, that they would be minded of you. And, Lord, I pray that you bless each element tonight, the bread and bless the cup, Lord, because we know that it's not your body, but it represents you. Because we know where you are, we know where your body is, but we just want to be reminded of the blood that you shed in, and the bones that was broken for our sins. And we just want to be reminded tonight. We want to be reminded for what done to you on the cross. Lord, as we partake of this bread that represents your body, Lord, we ask you to bless us. We ask each one of us to search our hearts and our minds. And if there is anything that is not like you, I pray that we would be examined ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that you just also, because the cup represents your blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. At this time, we're going to take the bread and we're going to break it. We're going to break it. And I'm going to say to you all tonight, take, eat. This is my body, this is God, Jesus' body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And the same manner, he also took the cup. And he said, it's the New Testament of my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For oft as ye drink, you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Let us all drink together. And then he went out supper, and they began to sing a hymn. And they went out Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. He is able. He is able right now. He is able. He is able right now. Thank you all for participating in the remembrance of Jesus, the one that made it possible for us to continue on having a life. At this time, I'm going to move on a little further, and I'm going to ask my wife to come and share scripture and pray before we go into the word tonight, because the word is so sweet. It's sweeter than honey that's on the honeycomb, because we need the word day by day to be able to draw us closer to Jesus, because the word is like food on our tables that we feast from every day. And so if we can feast from food on our tables, we should feast from the word every day of our lives, and we will find a difference in our lives. At this time, my wife is going to come and share with you what God has laid on our heart to share with you tonight.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, Lord God, we just praise you right now, Lord God. We just honor you, Lord God. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor, Lord God. Oh, I lift up my hands and worship, Lord God. Oh, I bless your holy name, Lord God. Oh, you deserve the glory. Hallelujah. And the honor, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just worship you, Lord God. We just worship you, Lord God, and give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood that you shed on the cross, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That sanctified blood. Hallelujah. That blood, Lord God, that washes us white as snow, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, we thank you for that blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God, they whip you all day long because Lord Jesus, you run up there, Lord God, from all shame and guilt and bondage, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, we thank you for that blood, that purified blood, Lord God. That blood, hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus,
yes.
That washes away all of our sins, Lord God.
Mm.
Hallelujah, Jesus, our glory. We just thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We honor you, hallelujah. We just love you today, Lord God. We just love you, Lord God, with all of our heart, mind, body, and soul, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord God. Lord God, I said right now, Lord God, open up the heavens, Lord God. Open up the heavens and pour down, Lord God. Pour down your rain, Lord God. Pour down your rain. Pour down your glory. Pour down your power, Lord God. Pour it down, Lord God. Pour it down, Lord God, because we need you, Lord God. We need more of you, Lord God. Pour it down, Lord God, on this earth, on this dry and thirsty land, Lord God. Pour it down. Pour down your rain, Lord God. Lord God, pour down your rain on each and every corner, Lord God.
Mm.
Pour down your rain, Lord God, on the government, Lord God. Pour down your rain, Lord God, in the schools, Lord God. Pour down your rain, Lord God, in the churches, Lord God. Pour down your rain in our neighborhoods, Lord God, our countries, our cities. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Mm.
Just pour it down, Lord God. Because we need you, Lord God. We thirst after you, Lord God. Like a deer that thirsts our heart seeks you, Lord, seeks you more and more and more each and every day, Lord God. Just pour it down, Lord God. Pour it down on this radio station, Lord God. Pour it down on each and every ear that heareth the word of God, Lord Jesus. Pour it down, Lord God. And just have your way, Lord God. Let it just flow like a river, Lord Jesus. Flow, just flow. And quench us, Lord God. Quench us with your anointing. Quench us with your power, Lord God. Just pour it down, Lord.
I'm going home with, to live with
Jesus, since I laid my burden down, I'm going on to live with Jesus, since I laid my burden down. Burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down.
Hallelujah.
Since I laid my burdens down. Burden down, Lord. I'm going home to live with Jesus. Since I laid my burden down.
Yes, Jesus.
Most holy God, my heavenly Father, it is again that I come calling on you. Come, Lord, now. Allow your servant to speak your words that you give me to speak to your people. And Lord, as you give me your words, I pray, Lord, that I will hide them in my heart so that they would be a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. Now, Lord, let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, thy strength and redeemer forevermore. In the name of Jesus and for your sake, I ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen. Tonight, I'm going to be teaching on wisdom. And I want to use how can we gain wisdom from God. How can we gain wisdom from God? You see, we all need wisdom. If you look at the second chapter of Proverbs and you find 1-7 verses there, it's telling us how to gain this wisdom from God. It says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out of discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. Wisdom tonight is the ability to see our lives from the Lord's perspective. and live in accordance to his will. How do we his wisdom? First of all, you have to ask for it. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. You'll find that in James 1 and the 5th verse. When you get a chance, you can look at that.
Mm-hmm.
If you need wisdom, want this wisdom, you have to open your mouth and ask for it. And when you ask, God will hear and God will give you this wisdom to those he would give that wisdom to you all. A growing number of people in our world fail to seek God for his wisdom. When we do not seek God for his wisdom, sometimes we fail in some of the things that we take part in the world.
Yeah.
Because it's necessary that every one of us need wisdom. Wisdom, God even had wisdom when he created the heaven and he created earth. He had wisdom. Even, you see, we need this wisdom. You see that a lot of us is striving to satisfy their own passions and desires without regard to the future or to the consequences of their decision. You see, without the wisdom that God gives us, we will go on our own to Asians. But I stop to let you know that everything that we partake in this world, sometimes it brings consequences, because consequences will come in wrong decisions. This is a spiritually dangerous way to live. Live without the wisdom of God is a dangerous way to live. I tell you tonight that if you are living in a world right now and relying just on your own wisdom, your own tuition, you're going to find yourself in a very bad situation, because we need wisdom that God has to give us. When we try to live apart from the counsel of God's wisdom, we find ourselves suffering disillusionment. Even we find ourselves even in fear. That's why so many of us are in fear right now, because we are living apart from God's counsel of God's wisdom. And that's why we even find ourselves in doubt tonight, because we are relying only on ourselves, but not on God's wisdom. And we find ourselves time and time again railing about things that we do not have any control over, because we do not seek the wisdom of the one that gives good instruction, the one that gives good wisdom. We are always sometimes relying on ourselves. But I stop to let you know, sometimes we get so frustrated. Everything gets on our nerves, and we begin to act up, and we begin to show out, and we begin to do what our human body would allow us to do because of the flesh. And sometimes, because we don't have the guidance of the wisdom of if you have the wisdom of God, everything is going to be all right. It's going to turn things around. You see, when we don't have this wisdom, when we're going through these things, our lives sometimes fall apart when we do not involve the Savior in our decision. That's why that our lives are sometimes up and sometimes down, because we do not involve Jesus, the Christ, in our decision.
Yes.
Every decision that we are going to make, we should seek Jesus first. And we need to have a little talk with him, over to him, and I guarantee you that decision that we make will be the right decision, because Jesus do not stir in the wrong direction. Jesus is always wise. Jesus is always ready to take us to the places where we need to go. The wisest approach to life, Cameron, here tonight, I want you to know, it is to seek God.
Mm-hmm.
You see, God has a plan for every one of us. And I believe that plan that God has for us, it was even before we was even formed in our mother's womb. I believe before we began to grow up into manhood, I believe that God already had his plan for us. So we got to wait and let God lead and guide us, because the plan that God has for us is not the plan that sometimes we have for ourselves. You see, God not only has a plan for us, he leads us in directions to go because of his spiritual insight. God sees. God knows. God understands. God sees what we don't see. That's why I want you to know tonight that there's nothing you can hide from the Lord, because he is everywhere. He can hear, he can see, he can smell, he can do all those things that we think that we can hide these things from him, but we can't hide, because there's no place that we can go. If we go to the highest mountain and try not to be seen, he's there. If we go down into the lowest valley and not be seen, don't you know he is there? If you go to the uttermost parts of the world and try to hide, but I tell you tonight, he's there. Because he is God all by himself. You see, but how can we gain this wisdom? When, well, at this time, you face a challenge, an important decision, I want you to seek God's wisdom by doing the following that I'm going to lead you down this path tonight. I want you to listen here now, because I got some punch here that I want to give you, so that when the next time that you come up against some hard trials, some hard tribulations, some hard times, some rough places, you all you got to do is go back to this old landmark. First of all, tonight you need to seek him. Seek him. If you want to know God's heart on a given issue, or when you have to make a decision, a difficult decision, ask him. It's time to pray. Don't you know it's praying time? It's time to pray. We must pray in season and out of season. Pray anywhere that we go, of the day or the night. But in your times of prayer, don't do all the talking. You see, we do all the talking sometimes. And we miss out on what the Lord God is saying to us. Because we don't give him a chance to answer our prayer and speak to us. Because we are so busy doing all the talking. But we need to listen for God's still small voice whispering in his words of God. And he whispers his words of encouragement to us, but we got to listen. That's why it's good to pray at all times without ceasing. But it's good to meditate also. Meditate as you pray. We don't hear his quiet voice because we are not allowing him to speak, and we are doing all the speaking all the time. We will never hear him speak to us. First, seek him. Now, second, here's where it's going to get good here. Because this is where we're going to be able to hear his quiet voice. Meditate on God's word. You will gain insight into God's mind and heart by studying scripture and meditating on its truth. Difficult decisions become easier to make when God is the one guiding you. When we meditate on God's word, we get insight into God's mind because the word, the scripture, was written by men, but they was inspired by God. It is God's word that man wrote because God told them what to write, when to write, how much to write, and when it was enough, he told John, you remember? He said, seal up, John. Don't write no more because it is enough. I tell you, God's word, it sticks with a sex like glue. If we hide it in our heart, it applies to our heart, it applies to our minds, it applies to our souls, our bodies. We will have a better life because God's word never go out and go back for void. God's word stands forever because his word is sharp. It's like a two-edged sword. It hurts sometimes. It cuts to the marrow of the bone. But I tell you, it's medicine for us. Because when we do wrong, we need to be chastised. When we do wrong, we need to be punished a little. When we do wrong, we need to be wicked up. The word will wick us up because it sticks. It comes in our conscience. And our conscience begins to be at us. God's word. Meditate on his word. And it will guide you. God will guide you. Obey the principles. There it is. Obey the principles of the scripture. When you set your heart on obeying God, he will teach you how to apply his truth in your life. Then you will know the way of wisdom. Did you hear that? If you would set your heart on obeying God, obeying him in everything, because God is good. He is surely good to us. And if God, we obey God, he's going to teach you how to apply his truth in your life. Then you will know the way of wisdom. That is the way of wisdom. Jesus said in his word, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man can get to the Father but by me. I bring wisdom tonight to you. Jesus is bringing that wisdom. He is speaking to me to let you know that we need wisdom, because without wisdom, we will stumble at some part of our lives and we will fall. We will be like a ship without a sail. If we don't gain this wisdom that God faithful. He's faithful because I know he's faithful. He had gave us faith over a few things. He now is going to give us faith when it's time for us to get ready to practice, when he cracks the sky and come back looking for a church and with a doubt of spot on record. He's going to say, I can say, I made you faithful over a few things down there. But now Jesus called them. Turn us to come on up now. I'll make you ruler over many. You see, God's faithfulness will never fade. His love will never fade. His goodness will never fade. We got to learn. We got to learn how to lead and depend on him. We got to learn how to deal and bow down to him because he is worthy. Because he promised us that he would never leave us, nor forsake us. He says he promised us that he would stand by us. You read God's word, and you'll find that the word is going to stay with you, abide in you, and you abide in the word, and the word brings you closer to the Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, because the word is what we need to be able to do what God wants us to do. Now, my fifth point here is heed godly counsel. God can use friends to help you see beyond your weakness. But don't hesitate to share your needs and fail with those who love the Lord and you. You see, we have to share our needs and ourselves. Yeah, Proverbs is telling us that we can't go to everybody and tell them about our needs. We can't go to everybody, tell them about the fails that we have in our lives, that we fail this and we fail that. The Bible tells that you should be those who love the Lord and love you. Don't you know everybody don't love us? So if they don't love us, if we go to them and tell them anything about our business, they don't love us no way. So they're going to tell somebody else. I stopped to let you know that we need to stop. And we need to do some screening on some of these people that we are telling this and that to. Because everybody's not for you. If those that is not for you, they're going to be against you. And they're going to make that situation that you told them about wrestle than it already is. You got to squeeze them. You got to go to somebody that loves the Lord and loves you, because then you can just go to them and you can tell them, because they're going to keep it to themselves. Because first of all, they love the Lord. Second of all, they love you. And if you can't find one like that, you need to tell it all to Jesus. Because that one, he keeps everything in confidence. I tell you, tell it to Jesus. Just a little talk with him will make everything all right. You can't tell everybody what your business is. That's why so many people has business has been spread abroad, because they have told somebody they thought that they could trust. And that one that they thought that they could trust, they went out and told somebody else. And then when they told somebody else, it began to get a mess, a big mess, because that person that they told, they went and told somebody else. And the next thing you know, that person went and told somebody else.
If they just get toward our head, if then everybody is beginning to talk about it because of one person spreading abroad, told one, told two, told another, if then it gets messy, and it gets so big. See how heavy tonight. You got to seek that wisdom that God has for you. You got to go to him. We've got a problem. We got to go to the problem solver. We need food on our table. We got to go to the one that fed the Israelites when they was in the wilderness. It rained down manna. You got to go to the one when you're thirsty. You got to go to the one that has water that brings up into everlasting life. You got to go to that one. You got to stop, my sisters and my brothers. Right and tell it everybody all your business. Anybody don't need to know your business. Your business sometimes is your business. You should be, they should be about only one business. Person's business. If that business of our father would set high and looks low, you see, we can't tell anybody our business. Yeah, and I'm almost through. Time is running. My last point here is associate with wise people. Associate with wise people. Choose your friends wisely. Include God in every relationship, and you will establish a strong, godly base of counsel to support you in making wise decisions. Choose, as I was saying before, choose your friend wisely. Everybody that falls in your faith, can I say tonight, everybody that talks to you on the telephone, everybody that sat with you on Sunday morning in service, I want to let you know tonight that everybody that do that is not your friend. Sometimes, you see, we're living in a time, can I tell you tonight, my sisters and brothers, we're living in a time because we're living in the last days. My Bible teaches me that there are going to be raving wolves in sheep clothes. We are in that time now. You got to watch as well as pray. So everybody that sits with you, everybody that smiles in your face, everybody that goes places with you, they are not your friends sometime. You got to choose your friends wisely. Because God, if you have God's wisdom will show you your true friends. God's wisdom will lead you to your true friends. You see, God's wisdom will never steer you wrong. God's wisdom will never get you off path. God's wisdom will always be there to help you to make wise decisions. Because God's love loves us. We have no need to worry about the future because God holds the future. Plan for us, not only for our lives, but also for every problem we face. All our threat and worries is caught, calculating without God. You see, that's why we have so many problems. We take God out of the equation. The same way that we have problems now with the school system because they took prayer out of school. Because when God is not in the midst, sometimes the devil will be in the midst. You see, we have to take time today to renew our trust in God and his ability to provide wisdom the wisdom that we need in every one of us. I'm almost through. God's word is unmovable, anchored in the time of the storm. Every one of us, we need God's wisdom. When God invited Solomon to ask for whatever he wanted, King requests wisdom, that God-given wisdom. But Solomon, that only a fool tries to solve life's problems without God's help. In the time we spend wondering about how to get out of a tough situation, is time wasted. God's guidance is more than sufficient for all the tests, all the trials we might have to face. But in order to benefit from it, we have to seek it out, just as Solomon did so long ago. In this life test, comes in all shapes, all forms, all sizes. So some we anticipate, others blindside us. Some tests require us to endure, others involve in making the right decision. Immediately, regardless of difficult, come to him. For wisdom we so desperately need. All of us need this wisdom. Listen to God. Walk with God. And everything is going to be all right. We have to listen. Obey his command. He will give us this wisdom. All we need to do is avoid dishonesty. And he shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler, and under his wing you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. We all need this wisdom. That's the way that we can receive the wisdom that comes from God. Isn't that all right tonight? There might be one that's gone and slipped off on the wrong road tonight. And I invite you, come on home and be with the Lord. All you got to do is tell him all about your troubles. Confess to him tonight all about what's weighing you down. And believe on him. And believe that he has been raised up from the dead. And now he's alive and live and well. But I invite you to come to him. Come to him just as you are. And when you come to him, believe that he is going to accept you and forgive you of all your sins. Because we serve a forgiving God. That's why that I know this, I know. Because one day I was thinking sin, far from the peace for sure. Staying so deep within, thinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. From the waters now safe am I. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. God's love lifted me when I was down, couldn't find my way to get back up again. God's love reached way down, picked me up and turned me around when I was lost on the road of destruction. On that bright and broad road, God's love took me off the broad road, turned me around, and put me on the narrow road. I know this one thing I know, that I'm going to lean on him. I'm going to let him guide me as the days come. The days might get long. The road might get rugged. The hill might get hard to climb. But I know one that owns 1,000 hills. I know one that owns the roads. I don't want that even owns the mountains. I don't want, and I know this one thing, I know. I'm going to put my trust in him. I'm going to seek his wisdom. Whatever I do, I'm going to lean on him, because he is not a crutch, but he is a pick-em-up. I tell you, he's the one that we'll walk with when we are all by ourselves. He'll walk with us. You see, sometimes we're walking alone. You see only one set of footprints around sometimes. But then you know that's when Jesus has picked us up and begin to carry us only his footprints. You don't see our footprints because he's carrying us. He's sheltering us. I stopped to let you know all you got to do is have wisdom. Ask God for this wisdom. And seek this wisdom for yourself. And if you store it up in your heart, you'll be guided in the way that you should go. Most Holy God, our Heavenly Father, it is again, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank those that listen to your word tonight. And as we begin to go from this place of worship, I pray, Lord, that you rest, rule, and abide within us. Lord, just continue on letting us pray for one another.
Yes.
Continue on strengthening one another. Lord, and right now, let this word be a light unto their path and a lamp unto their feet,
yes,
and keep them day by day. Right now, those that have listened, and thanks to one apostle and that has allowed us to be able to be on this station tonight. And thanks to station master that has allowed these programs to go on week after week. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Name.
Amen. My phone number again is 804-313-5877. I hope you have enjoyed God's word tonight to God's servant. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you have a blessed week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Be safe. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.